First of all, let's deal with what we know, what we believe we know is going to happen. The disappearance of the four-pitch intentional walk. That from now on, it'll simply be manager looks at the umpire, points to first base, batter goes to first base. I love what Russ Martin told Shai Davidi. If we're going to do that, why don't we just tell guys they don't have to run around the bases when they hit home runs? And you know what? I kind of like that idea. Why should you run around the bases when you hit a home run?
Well, it really is ludicrous, Jeff. I know when this first came out earlier in the offseason, I'm a big baseball fan too. And just like our audience, I love this game. I have a passion for this game. And this actually angers me. I'm not just upset about it. This is something where the game is trying to be changed. And you can say that this whole four ball thing is just, we all think it's silly, I think, for most people. Now, the problem for me is I think this is kind of the calm before the storm. And that's probably why the players, apparently what you just said, have signed off on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's pick our fights here and go ahead and give in on this. And hopefully we can kind of straighten out some of this other stuff. But what Commissioner Rob Manfred said yesterday, it just shocked me for the way he came out after a collective bargaining agreement has just been agreed to. The game is in probably the best state it's ever been. It's going to be a $10 billion industry this year. And I think it's just a gross overreaction by Major League Baseball. Once again, I felt that way with the collision rule at home plate. I felt that way with the slide rule at second base last year. And it's just this huge overreaction. Instead of maybe going another avenue where at least give it this year, if Tony, and I know Tony very well, he's a teammate of mine in Detroit with the Tigers, very level-headed guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a hard time believing that he's not going to negotiate with the commissioner, as I've been reading. And I think Tony's quote was, he may say that he wants to negotiate, he wants approval. Well, approval is basically Manfred saying, agree with me. Well, that's not a whole lot of negotiation either. But I think if they got together and had a conversation about how to best do this, and, Tony goes around to talk to the players every spring, and there's always some issues he wants to bring up. Well, what if he came around this spring, I felt, and said, look, guys, we've had deep talks here. The commissioner's thinking about doing some of these things, and I think we've heard clearly now the majority of players don't want a lot of these things. So let's pick up the pace. Otherwise, and that's a big if, is they'll implement them next year. So give them a chance. Remember last year, where they had the old keep one foot in the batter's box, that kind of stuff. But I think the players could do their part, and I think the umpires can do their part. I mean, think back to high school, and the umpires said, come on, guys, let's go, keep it up. Little clap here and there, keep the pace going. I think if everybody tried to do their part in that regard, it would improve greatly and you wouldn't have to face this. But I was really disappointed in the commissioner yesterday, the way he came out, and I heard you use the term a bully pulpit. And that's almost what it seemed like. I'm going to run this game the way I want it. And I don't think there's a place for those eyes in this game right now.
No, I mean, here's the thing, and I've written this and I've said this and I felt this for a long time. Baseball players should have realized that when the pitch clock went into effect in the minors, and I'm dead against the pitch clock just because the last thing I want is Aaron Sanchez feeling he has to rush a pitch because, he's only got 2 seconds left and throwing his arm. I don't like the idea of a pitch clock. To me, that's way too much intrusion in the game. But I think the player should have seen that as a sign that this guy was serious about trying to improve pace of play. And I agree with you. Maybe take it on their own to speed things up. I mean, I think that was the original plan was, guys, we're going to make the game faster. If you're not going to do it on your own, we are going to make the game faster. My concern, Joe, as I look at this, is I can see two areas if I was a ball player. And just so people know, these rule changes have to be agreed. In order to come into effect this season, they would have had to be agreed upon by Major League Baseball players. Under the CBA, the commissioner is within his right, and apparently this is this power precedes the last round of bargaining. He is within his right to unilaterally impose rule changes in time for the 2018 season. Instant replay is different, or video replay is different. That is a matter between the commissioner's office and the umpires. The Players Association isn't involved in that, so just so people get that out there. But as I look at these things, if I'm a player, I've got two areas I'm not willing to give on. One, the pitch clock. Two, the strike zone. And I understand there are players who will, there are hitters that probably wouldn't mind having the strike zone brought up a bit. There are pitchers who probably wouldn't mind the bottom of the strike zone being brought up, although I'd be willing to bet more of them would rather stay where it is. But I don't want to fool with that because that's how I make my livelihood. And I've adjusted to that. And Joe, we all know that, you know, Paul Runge's strike zone is going to be what it is regardless of how we write the rule book. It just is. But maybe if I'm a player, I'm okay with limiting trips to the mound. I'm okay with doing away with the intentional walk if you want to do it, you know? Those are the two things I can see. But, man, when you're talking about a pitch clock and screwing around with the strike zone, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, honestly, I don't like any of them, but like what you're saying.
You don't like the trips to the mound? Okay, tell me that. Because you know what? You've told me that. Barker's told me that. I haven't found a player, current or former player, who's said to me, yeah, you don't need the trips to the mound. You can do away with that.
Yeah, and I understand the people that are saying they're ludicrous because now after broadcasting for a few years and watching every game all season long, I will be the first to say there are some catchers in this game that abuse it and go out a ridiculous number of times. But if those catchers are made aware, once again, to make an adjustment, guys, or we're going to implement something. And again, like you said, to implement something now, if Manfred were to give the warning this year, well, then he'd have to issue it next year, and then it takes another year. So I understand that, but there are catchers that do it too much, no question. But to eliminate that, for me, it's insulting as a catcher, honestly, because there are so many times, and Tony Clark mentioned the nuances of the game, and I understand that maybe he might have had to bite his lip there saying that, you know, we had to teach the public about what's going on there. There's so many times. Have you ever seen a ground ball hit to the right side and the pitcher has to run over and cover, basically run a sprint over there? And I'm not asking for sympathy from pitchers, but when your pitcher is on the way back to the mound and he's hyperventilating because he basically just ran a sprint, that's the time, oftentimes, the catcher all go out. It's not to talk about signs or anything. It's to give him a quick blow. It might be 10 seconds. It might be 20 seconds. I get back to the plate. I don't think that really interrupts the pace of the game. But it's an important little tool. It's an important little strategy to help your guy out on the mound to recover and get ready for the next pitch. What about when there's a runner on second and you think the other team's got your sign? You've got to go out there and change your sequence of signs that you're using. And yes, you could have an advanced method of how you want to do it, first set, second set, or third set. But there's a lot of little things like that in the game. You remember when Tulo came from shortstop during that one game last year to talk to his pitcher about the hitter, mm-hmm. who he felt he saw something. I mean, those are things for me you cannot take out of this game. Those are things I almost want to say that's why this game is so wonderful. There is no clock. And I don't think there needs to be one. There's a lot of issues going on here. If the commissioner wants more action, then start telling pitchers they can't throw more than 95 miles per hour. How about that? And I know that's ridiculous. I'm being facetious. But mm-hmm. honestly, with some of these other rules, if I were to come down and just be watching this game as a first-timer right now, I'd think you were joking. There's just, it's ridiculous. Pitch clock is ludicrous. I can't imagine, again, with a, you know, there's a perfect example. When a pitcher goes and covers a bag, he comes back, and now you got to hurry and tell him to get the next pitch off within his time limit. It's just ridiculous. And I think the four ball thing is just the first of many, and we're slowly going to see. I don't like the way that the commissioner is handling this at all by saying this is the way we're going to do things.
And, you know, you made a point earlier, and, you know, I think it's important for people to realize it was a former player making the point because you lived through a lot of that labor uncertainty. I think what really concerns a lot of people, and I mean, I listened to the news conference yesterday, and I know the voices of some of the guys who are asking questions, and I could tell the guys who've been around for a long time, the Ken Rosenthals and guys like that, because the first thing that went through their mind is, oh my God, we're, you know, 25 years of labor peace or whatever, and the commissioner's picking a fight with the union over this. And I think a lot of players may view that as well, you know, because I first of all, you know, I think Tony Clark, I think there, in some ways there's a lack of respect around the game for Tony Clark, not in the part of players necessarily, but I think, you know, he's coming off a players association, or he's running a players association that used to be run by Michael Weiner and Donald Fear, two labor lawyers. Now in comes this former player, bright guy, no doubt about it, very bright guy, a guy who's prepared for this job. But I think a lot of players, Joe, are wondering, is this kind of a, you know, one of those little sort of labor battles that commissioners try to win in season? It's like they kind of try to sneak the ball down the field a little bit. And the fact that this is an issue after the CBA was negotiated, I guarantee you that has raised the ire of a lot of players. The idea that, wait a minute, we just finished negotiating. Now this is a big issue for you?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I mean, we know what Donald Fear did for the Players Association yeah. over a number of years, and he was one tough negotiator. You weren't going to pull anything past him. you know, Tony being new to the job, perhaps there's a little bit of that, and maybe Manfred is trying to take advantage of that. I do agree with you. I think the players are happy with what Tony's doing, but I just find this timing horrible for the commissioner to come out like this at a time when the game is as healthy as it's ever been. And we mentioned that earlier, what type of industry this year, what it's going to be, and $10 billion in revenues. It's in its healthiest state. And I know we've talked about time of game, but more importantly, as you mentioned, those two words, the pace and the action. And I just think that when you look at this game right now, I think it's the interest level is through the roof. It'd be different if the commissioner was coming out to say, we've done all these surveys and the proof is in the pudding here. Like, fans don't like the product on the field. And it's a 180 from that. It's not even close to that. And that's what makes this really silly, I think, for me when I'm looking at what Manfred's trying to do with all of these changes. And again, bottom line is, if I had to make one statement, leave the game alone.